thank God for each of you today. This is 2016, amen. We tried to get you started out in the right direction last week, amen, as we talked about how life is full of vanity, amen. Reverend, you going with you?
Yes.
The children, you may go with Reverend Williamson downstairs, and we discussed with you, no matter how much we have, no matter how much we acquire, that all is vanity. And so as we begin this new year, and this is our stewardship month, amen, we want to try to challenge you throughout the month, amen, in way of stewardship, what we are supposed to do and what we are required to do. Amen?
Amen.
We do understand that it's been determined of a steward that he be found faithful.
Amen.
Amen. And just for a few moments, I have my time with me today. I didn't have it last week, so those of you that couldn't make it out, those that were here, they had to endure a longer sermon because I couldn't track my time. Brother Haynes didn't want to get up and ring the bell on me, but I'm watching today. Amen. We like to challenge you with a few of the verses from the responsive reading. The book of Jonah, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. You can see that printed in your bulletin or find that in the Bible. Amen. Or you can use your technology to find it. Amen. Just make sure you're looking at scripture and not text. Amen. All right. I saw somebody text and I just thought I'd throw that out there. Amen. Amen. I don't know what you be doing, but the Lord knows. Is that all right? I ain't trying to get in nobody's business either. If you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And he went down to Joppa and found the ship going to Tarshish. So he paid his fare, went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. As we start this year and we challenge you in way of stewardship, I want to use for a subject: you can run, but you can't hide. You can run, but you can't hide. I've already said to you, don't try to glamorize your resolution, amen, and over-spiritualize what you want to do. Just commit to doing what you're supposed to do. Is that all right?
Amen.
You can run, but you can't hide. I'm sure we all can recognize the utter stupidity of hiding from a God that's everywhere. How you gonna hide from God and he's everywhere? Notice what the psalmist said in Psalms 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my laying down and are acquainted with all of my ways. For there's not a word in my tongue. But behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before. Laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. He says, where can I go from thy spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there.
All right.
If I had the audacity to make my bed in hell, you are there.
Yes.
If I defied the laws of aerodynamics and took the wings of the morning and fly to the uttermost part of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me.
Yes, sir.
If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me.
Amen.
Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day.
Yes.
The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed me in my inward parts, and you covered me in my mother's womb.
Yes, sir.
He's an everywhere God.
Yes, he is.
Is that right?
Amen.
We cannot deny the everwareness of God. But look at the positive as well as the negative of the fact that he's everywhere.
All right.
That means, brothers and sisters, he is there when you want him.
Yes, sir.
And he's there when you don't want him.
You're right.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
There are some places and some things we do that we hope God ain't there with us. But you can't excuse it.
Amen.
Because he's everywhere.
Yes.
You can't run from him. You can't hide from him.
Right.
If you run, you run into him.
Yes.
You turn around, you run right into him.
Yeah.
But Jonah here epitomizes any and everyone who goes contrary to divine instruction.
All right.
So it may be the prophet. He may be a man. But he can epitomize any of us. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody that goes contrary to divine instruction. And the instructions for Jonah was to arise. Get up.
Mm-hmm.
Move.
Mm.
Do something.
Yes.
Go to Nineveh.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all right?
Amen.
And that's what God is saying to many of us. Just get up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Just get up and do something. Amen.
Amen.
Do something. If you, even if you're not sure about it.
Yes.
Do something. Don't be so idle.
All right.
Told Jonah, get up.
Yes.
I got an assignment for you. I got a job for you. And how many of us, in the spirit of Jonah, have the audacity to tell God, I ain't going to go.
All right.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Now, in all fairness to Jonah, Nahum says, Nineveh was known for its riotous living.
Yes, sir.
Its prostitution, its idolatry, its witchcraft.
Yes.
And its gruesome punishment of its captives. Amen. Anything you wanted, you can find it in Nineveh.
Yes, sir.
Amen, lights and walls. If you wanted to have a secret rendezvous,
all right,
with somebody that wasn't yours,
yeah,
you could do that in Nineveh. If you wanted gambling, you could have that in Nineveh.
Yeah.
If you want it to be an unknown and let it all hang out,
yeah,
you could do that in Nineveh. So I'm not really that confused about the fact that Jonah did not want to go to Nineveh.
Yeah.
The Ninevites would decorate their walls with the skulls and the skins of their captives.
All right.
And Jonah remembered that his ancestors had fell victim to the Ninevites. And he said, God, you want me to go and preach to those folk?
All right.
Killed my relatives? Decorated their walls with their skins? I'm not going to go. Help me, Holy Ghost. In spite of this, the word of the Lord said, go.
Amen.
You do know, brothers and sisters, that salvation is available to everybody.
Yes, sir.
You know, just because you don't like somebody don't mean they don't deserve saving.
All right.
Is that right?
You're right. Yes.
You can't pick and choose who you think ought to go to heaven.
Amen.
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 You may not like them. They may not dress like you. They may not look like you, act like you.
Yeah.
But it's not your decision to determine if they are worthy to be saved.
All right.
Jonah rose.
Yes.
To flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. In other words, geographically, if you look at it, Tarshish was in the opposite direction.
Yes.
That God told him to go. Now, I don't have time to get all into it and come to your living room. But some of us have gone in the opposite direction.
Yes, sir.
Of where God told us to go.
All right.
Some of us have done the opposite thing that God told us to do.
Yes.
God told us to do one thing, but we express the fact that we've grown and we can do whatever we want to do.
Yep.
And we did our own thing. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to express and show to you how it's a bad thing.
That's all right.
To get out of the will of God.
Yes.
Jonah went in the opposite direction thinking he could escape the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
Now the Jews didn't have a full understanding of the everywhereness of God. So that's why perhaps Jonah had in his mind that if I get on a ship and go in the opposite direction,
all right,
I can outrun God.
Yeah.
Then when I get to my destination, the God that I'm trying to escape from, he won't be there. You remember Jacob? Jacob had a dream one night.
Yes, sir.
And as he lay there in slumber, he saw a ladder reaching from earth to heaven. And angels were ascending and descending on the ladder.
All right.
Jacob rose and said, do you mean the Lord is in this place too? Daniel, even in Babylon, prayed 3 times a day.
All right.
But each time he prayed, he would go to his window and look out the window toward the east.
Yes.
As if that was the only direction that he could find God. The children of Israel sat by the rivers of Babylon, and they bemoaned when their captives asked of them, sing us one of the songs of Zion.
All right.
In other words, sing us a happy song.
Yeah.
You are captives, but yet we want to hear you sing hallelujah.
Yeah.
And praise the Lord.
Amen.
But they said, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?
Yes, sir.
Brothers and sisters, God is too omnipresent to be absent. He's too omniscient to be dumb.
All right.
He's too omnipotent to be weak.
Yes, sir.
But you need to know that you're on a downward path when you disobey God.
Yes.
If you don't believe me, note the downwardness of this wayward saint. Jonah went down to Joppa.
All right.
Paid his fare and went down to the ship.
Yes.
Got on board the ship and went down into the lower part of the ship.
Yes.
He was thrown overboard and went down into the sea.
Yes.
The fish swallowed him and took him down to the bottom of the sea.
Yes.
Every step that Jonah took was down, 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 and down.
Yeah.
There are so many people today who are on a downward path.
All right.
Economically, we down.
Yes.
We don't want to work. Have an aversion to that. Educationally, folk are down.
Yes.
Don't want to learn.
Yeah.
And when they do go to try to learn, they try to teach the teacher.
Right.
How to teach.
Yeah.
Spiritually, we are down. Every step is a downward path.
All right.
Some folk look down, act down, talk down.
Yeah.
Some folk are just low down. Some folk move into a neighborhood. Grass been growing for years.
Yeah.
Soon as they move in, the grass don't even grow no more. Down. Walk with me if you will. As we spy on Pastor Jonah. I can see him in my mind's eye. Trench coat on. Collar turn up. Shades. Think he's undercover. Run across one of his members. They say, hello, Reverend. But let's get on board with Jonah.
Yeah.
The ship sets sail. Jonah breathes a sigh of relief. You know when you thought you had got away. You breathe a sigh of relief. Come on, go with me. Don't be afraid. We're going to get you off the ship. But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea. And the Bible says there was a mighty tempest on the sea so that the ship was about to be broken up.
Yes, sir.
It's a terrible thing when God has to come after you. Amen, lights and waters. Let that soak in. It's a terrible thing when God has to come after you. You haven't done what you're supposed to do. You haven't done what you committed to doing. And God has to come after you.
Yes.
God called on his HBI agent.
All right.
Not FBI, but HBI.
Yeah.
Heaven's Bureau of Investigation. One of his angels was a four-winged angel.
Yeah.
Stood on four corners of the earth. Blow your wind down on the sea, and I want you to make your wind crisscross.
Yes, sir.
Don't just blow it straight, but crisscross.
Yeah.
Don't hurt my servant.
All right.
Just shake him up.
Yeah.
Ain't God all right?
Yes, he is.
Sometimes he sends storms in our life to shake us up.
Yeah.
You on dangerous ground when you're out of the will of God.
You're right.
Dangerous ground. Two jobs and still can't make ends meet.
Yes, sir.
Sickness comes. Homes become houses. Churches become buildings.
Yes, sir.
Joy turns into sorrow. Preachers can't preach right. Choirs can't sing right.
Yeah.
When you're on dangerous ground.
All right.
Jonah, my brothers and sisters, is still getting on ships today. But he or she getting on different kinds of ship. Church membership. We want membership.
Yes.
Without ownership.
All right.
Oh, amen. Like it all.
That's all right.
We want membership in all the things that go along with that.
Yes.
Without ownership.
All right.
Oh, the church is the only place.
Yes.
You can hold the membership card and get away with it. Amen, life.
Amen.
There are none of us that are involved in civic organizations, alliances, sororities, fraternities, unions, Masons, that we can't be a part of that and not participate. You got to pay some dues.
Yes, sir.
Am I talking to anybody in here?
Amen.
Dues have to be paid.
Yes.
Bylaws have to be followed.
Oh, yeah.
Even in the alliance, it's written up in the bylaws, if you don't show up for X number, meet you out.
Yes, sir.
But the church. Brother Hayes said CME member. The church, our attendance record.
Yeah.
Tattered and looked like a checkerboard here one day and gone the next. Yep. But I know you. And I know when you don't come.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
I know your tendencies. I know when to call you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I know your record.
Yeah.
We want membership. Without ownership.
Yes.
You can't be a part of nothing else.
Yeah.
But the church like that.
You're right.
Well, let's use a part of some of those other churches that send you letters and things in the mail when you haven't showed up in a number of times and they checking your giving.
Yeah.
I'm not making that up. There's some folks that do that.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Jonah is still getting on the ship.
Yes, sir.
And every time Jonah get on the ship, there's some trouble.
Yeah. All right.
He gets in relationships.
Yeah.
Young couple get married. Newlyweds, they skipping and jumping hand in hand with one another. Singing red sails in the sunset. But as soon as Jonah get on board.
All right.
Great.
Stormy weather.
Yeah.
Ain't no sun up in the sky.
Yeah.
Stormy weather.
Yeah.
Why? Because Jonah done got on board.
Yeah.
The storm raged.
Yes.
I see it. The captain said, all hands on deck.
All right.
They rolled and they rolled and they rolled. But they couldn't make it through the storm.
Yeah.
The captain said, well, let's jettison the cargo.
Mm.
In other words, throw everything overboard that you don't need.
Yes, sir.
But it wasn't the cargo. It was John.
Yes.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
The old ship of Zion, God's church, have thrown a lot of stuff overboard.
Yes.
Trying to make it through a storm.
Yes.
And they don't realize it's not the stuff, but it's Jonah.
Yeah.
All right.
They thrown overboard fellowship.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Sacred hymns. Parental concern.
Yes.
When I grew up, parents raised one another's children.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But it's overboard.
Yeah.
Family prayer has been thrown overboard.
Yes.
The mariners, they continue to row. But this was a strange storm. The captain shouts out again, all hands on deck. Whoever your God is, call him.
Amen.
But the storm was raging. And just in case you're wondering, where was Jonah? Jonah was asleep. Hell broke loose.
Yes.
Lightning zigzagging across the sky. Thunder roaring. But Jonah slept. We allow folk to come into our lives.
Yes.
Create storm and cause hell and havoc.
Yeah.
We up all night long.
Yes.
We water our pillow to swim. Can't sleep. Sandman won't come.
All right. Yeah.
And they go home
and go to sleep.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness here?
Yeah.
I gotta hear up. It's getting a little warm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, but they go home and sleep. I believe we, the church, are asleep.
Yes, sir.
How can we sleep? We are asleep because we are trying to do things our own way.
Yes, sir.
And not God's way. God says to give. But we want to have programs. Sell chicken dinners.
Yes, sir.
Ice cream.
Yes.
We done that stuff so long we cold as ice cream.
Yeah.
And dead as a chicken.
Yes, sir.
When all we gotta do is give.
Right.
We sabotage the Bible. Humanize God. Defy man, minimize sin, secularize religion.
Yes, sir.
Glorify science, glamorize sex. Anti God, anti Bible, anti Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Can't even pray in school.
Yeah.
Down, 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 down.
Yes, sir.
When we out of the will of God.
All right.
But notice as I wrap up the story. The captain came. They told the captain, "Captain, we found this strange fellow.
Yes, sir.
Down in the lower part of the ship.
Yeah.
A stowaway. Hiding behind the cargo." Captain came to him and said, "What do you mean, O sleeper? Arise and call on your God."
Yes, sir.
"Perhaps your God will consider us so that we may not perish." They said one to another, "Let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this trouble has come upon us."
All right.
So they cast lots and the lot fell on Jonah.
Yes.
Then they said to him, "Tell us, for what cause is this trouble upon us? What's your job? What's your occupation?" He said, "I'm a preacher."
All right.
"Where do you come from?"
Yeah.
"I'm an Israelite." "What is your country? And who are your people?"
All right.
So he said to him, "I'm a Hebrew and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven who made the sea and the dry land."
Yes.
Then the men were exceedingly afraid. Said to him, "Why have you done this?" For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord.
All right.
Because he had told them. Then they said to him, "What shall we do? To you that the sea may be calm for us."
All right.
"For the sea was growing more tempestuous."
Yes.
And he said to them, "Pick me up."
All right.
"Throw me into the sea."
Yes.
"Then the storm will cease."
Amen.
For I know that this song is because of me.
Yes.
Jonah said, I am the cause of the trouble.
All right.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Didn't blame the pastor.
Right.
Didn't blame the captain.
No.
Didn't blame the crew. You see, a lot of folk would still be together.
Yeah.
Well,
if someone was willing to say,
yes, sir,
I am the cause.
All right.
Of the trouble.
Yes.
It's me. It's me, oh Lord.
Yes, sir.
Help me, Holy Ghost. So they picked Jonah up, threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from raging. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a witness here? And Jonah was in the belly of the fish.
All right.
For 3 days and three nights.
Yeah.
Well, I hear what you're saying, just like some of the other critics. They said, how? There's no species of fish.
Yes, sir.
Large enough to swallow a whole man. But then I close here, the Bible says, God prepared.
Yes, sir.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
That God prepared a fish.
Yeah.
And I believe that if God prepared.
Amen.
And if God could make a rooster preach.
Yeah.
To people. If God could train ravens. One in the auto bakery.
Yeah.
Yes, to feed Elijah.
Yeah.
Then God could prepare
Amen.
A fish large enough to swallow up Jonah.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
3 days and three nights.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. He was in the belly of the fish.
Yeah.
There is something redemptive and something significant about the number three.
Yes, sir.
Help me, Lord.
Yes.
There are three divisions of time.
Right.
The past, present, and the future.
Yes, sir.
The sum total of human capability is thought, word, and deed.
Yeah.
Our bodies are covered with three layers of skin.
Yes,
the epidermis, dermis, and hypodermis. The Godhead consists of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. There were three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hebrew history consists of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Daniel prayed three times a day. Man is a tripartite. He's body, soul, and spirit. Man has three enemies. The world, the flesh, and the devil. Jesus ministered for 3 years. Three inscriptions were above his head on the cross. Written in three different languages. Hebrew, Latin, and Greek. Help me, Lord God. Got up on the third day. The new Jerusalem. It got three gates on the east. Three gates in the west. Three gates in the north. And three gates in the south. Can I get a witness here? Well, I can see Jonah in the belly of the fish trying to get his bearings. Help me, Lord God. And three nights. But he finally struggles to his knees. He knelt down in the belly of the fish. And he prayed. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we can pray anytime and anywhere. You can call on the Lord. And some of us have prayed like Jonah. Lord, if you heal me, I'll go. Lord, if you get me out of this mess, I won't do it again. Help me, Lord. But the fish got tired of Jonah. And Jonah got tired of the fish. And the Bible says that the fish swam to the top. Lord, and I heard Jonah say, I'll go. I'll go where you want me to go. Help me, Lord God. Do I have any Jonahs in the house today? You've been wrapped up. You've been strangled. Jonah got himself cleaned up, freshened himself up, went to Nineveh. 40 day and 40 night revival. The city of Nineveh was spared. Though temporary. Jonah preached.
Yes, sir.
And when you do what God tells you to do, will take care of the results.
Right.
Is that right? God will fix it. You can run.
Joe can't hide. No, you can't hide from him. He's everywhere.
He's in the air that I breathe.
Yes, sir.
He's in the sunlight that I feel. Help me, Holy Ghost. He's right there. Even when you think you're slick and you're getting away, he's there. You can't hide from God. Quit running. Start out this new year and say, Lord, here am I. Is that a good declaration? Strain filled the tomb. But all the year the king knows I died, Isaiah said, I too saw the Lord. He was high, he was lifted up. He had to make the declaration, Lord, here am I. Send me. When you come into the presence of the Lord, you ought to see him. You ought to acknowledge him. And you ought to say, Lord, woe am I, for I am unclean.
Yes.
I am undone. But God can still use you today. Stop running. Tying yourself out. Because you can't outrun God. He's faster than you. He's quicker than right now, sooner than after a while. He's swifter than the wind. He moves faster than the speed of light. He runs in himself because he's everywhere. The door of the church is open. If you're here, this is your opportunity to
say yes. Though the songs keep on ringing, my life and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. the storms of life, but make sure you didn't call or create the storm. And if anybody else calls the storm, my soul has been angel. God can bring us and will bring us.